Okay, welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever here on Sideshow Network. Yay. Brought to you by Comics on Comics, where the greatest comic minds meet the greatest minds in comics. I'm Sean.
And I'm Jen.
And we are here again today with another selection of our podcasts, which...
Wait, no. Another selection of our comics.
Yeah, whatever. Another selection of our comic books that we will go through to give in-depth analysis on the shittiest wherein. These two, actually there's a theme today.
Oh yes, very exciting.
There's a theme today. It is Bruce Wayne as a secret agent.
Yeah.
Because
Secret agent man.
It has nothing to do with actual Batman.
No.
It had everything to do with Bruce Wayne as a secret agent.
Of sorts. Yes, very exciting.
So, because apparently that's what was needed.
Well, yeah,
In the comic book world. So, here we go.
Batman doesn't do enough cool shit. Let's make him into James Bond, guys.
So which one we start with?
I think we should start with this weird Bruce Wayne, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., number one.
Right. It is the Amalgam Comics, which was the, of course, the DC and Marvel mix match up from, what date was this?
96, I think. So, right, what's on the front? Right there.
April 1996, that's right. That's because when Marvel DC came out, Marvel vs. DC came out, this was the, one of the mashups they did, and so basically... Bruce Wayne, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yep, this is who he would be if their universe were combined, I guess?
Yeah, they were combined and we were doing, you know, a mix of everybody.
Yeah.
You know, then that's who he would be. He would be Nick Fury.
Well, no, not really. He would be... We'll get to it, but he's kind of like some sort of, like, punk who doesn't listen to the rules, man. Like, he plays by his own rules.
He's doing shit, man.
He's too cocky and young and he can't be tamed. Like, he's pretty much the traditional action hero from every fucking action movie that's ever been.
Right.
Yeah. That's who he is.
So this basically starts off with the Hydra, or is this called Hydra in this?
It's Hydra, yes.
It's Hydra, but they're in, for some reason they're in red outfits instead of green.
Well, yeah, but see, if you also notice that Red Skull in this book is Green Skull.
Right.
Yes.
And so, but he's Lord Green Skull.
Yes.
Meaning, I don't know, is he a mashup of somebody, or is he just Green Skull?
I'm guessing he is also Lex Luthor.
But I felt like Luthor was another mashup in this whole...
No, because he has to be, because, we'll get there. So, we start here with this guy, with Green Skull... And he's like, I'm in my lair, and they're coming for me. Hydra's coming. Bruce, he has this, like, ongoing feud with Bruce Wayne.
Right.
And he's like, ha-ha, doesn't matter, this is it. And then his daughter, who is Selina Luthor...
Right.
That's why I'm saying he has to be Lex Luthor, if this is his daughter, Selina Luthor.
Selina Luthor.
Who is Catwoman, obviously, but not really. She's, like, she has a whip.
She has a whip. She's got green hair.
And green
outfit. She looks like Viper.
Yeah.
From Hydra, Marvel Hydra.
Yeah.
You know, whatever like that. But it's basically Catwoman in a green leotard.
Yeah. And she's like, nope, I'm taking over your shit, Dad. And so she kills him. Kills Green Skull.
She snacks him.
Snacked.
Snacked.
Snacked. She snacked his neck. And she's like, I am Hydra now, ha 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 ha, and everybody says, Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra, and she's got Baron Zemo with her. Baron Zero.
And Baron Zero is actually Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze and Baron Zemo, she's got...
And then you've got Bane slash...
He's Nuke.
Nuke, that's right. But he's supposed to be Bane, because he also, like, pumps up the venom.
He's Bane, but there's also a character named Nuke. I think.
Right.
I don't know. I'm confused who he really is. He just basically looks like Bane.
Yeah.
And then there's also Deathlock. I think they call him Deathlock.
They do call him Deathlock, but I think he's like Deathstroke and...
No, Deathshot. Deadshot.
Deadshot and who else?
I Deathlok.
Yeah.
So it's called Deathlok.
Sure. So yeah, but that's who she's hanging out with, and she just killed her dad, whatever. So then we cut to now Nick Fury is here talking to Bruce Wayne, who's like too cool.
See, why is he not? Why is, if they're on Shield Healthcare, how come he's like not there to do anything else?
Who?
Like Nick Fury?
Well, he must be, because later on we see that he's like flying around. So I don't know why he's talking to Bruce via video transmission. Because it doesn't make sense. He shows up later.
Right.
So anyway, but he's like talking to him, and like Tony Stark is there, but he kind of looks like he's in like
he's like Professor X. He's like in a chair and he
can't move. He's in a chair and he can't move, but it's like a really fancy chair. It's not just like a chair. You know he is.
He looks really tired.
He's really tired. So Tony Stark's there, but Nick Fury's like, you gotta get this taken care of, Wayne. And he's like, I'm gonna do what I want.
Do the what?
He's just
my hair.
Too fucking cool. And then, like, who shows up over here? It's just, like, right before they jump out.
So it's supposed to be Batgirl.
It's Batgirl and Nightwing. But Nightwing is called Moonwing, I think.
It's Moonwing because he's Moon Knight and
yeah.
Dickwing, or Nightwing.
Yeah. So they show up and they're like, we're going. And then, you know, Bruce runs out. And Nick Fury gets really pissed, and he's like, he doesn't listen to me, you know, ever since, you know, his parents were
he's
in the
like,
spy
McGarnacle.
And, well, yeah, pretty much, McGarnacle? But then we get, like, the backstory of Bruce Wayne, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., and his parents were spies, and they were killed by Green Skull. So ever since then, basically...
He became, like, the dopest agent.
Yeah, and he's, the whole reason is to just kill Green Skull. No other reason. He's kind of just, like, forming everybody in S.H.I.E.L.D. into his own personal army to go after this guy. Which kind of defeats the purpose of, like, being a part of an army.
Yeah, why don't you just be Bruce Wayne
and, like,
fighting
rogue
shit.
Fucker? And, I don't know, whatever. So,
well, because the problem was is that Amalgam Universe, there was already Darkclaw, which was basically the idea of Batman.
Plus Wolverine. Yeah, I always see that set, and I always go, no. Like, I always see that.
Because that's not, like, an ongoing issue. It's just,
shots. I always see that.
So this is in there, too, probably.
Yeah, I know. There's a whole set of them. And I always look at it and go, no. Anyway, so Nick Fury, who's wearing these really...
Tiny shorts and big boots.
And yeah, if they're
he's dressed like a gym teacher.
No, he's kind of dressed like a gym teacher going to go on safari.
Safari gym teacher, right?
Safari gym teacher.
And then Sergeant Rocker.
Yeah, and they're like, we're going to go show those old kids a good time. And this is like, so that's their plan, that they're going to like show them that the old men can still scrap or whatever the fuck. So that's
shorts.
Just stupid.
Make sure you pull those sock boots up.
Yeah, sock boots. So there's, like, some talking and running. And, like, right before they run out, and this part really grosses me out. It's just, like, and it's just... So right before they run out, like, Bruce runs over to Barbara and Moonwing, and Barbara's like, come here, Bruce. And she, like, smooches him. She, like, gives him a kiss. And she's like, it's for luck. And, like, Moonwing's all, like, grinning in the background, which...
He is grinning.
He's like, how's it going? Can I get on all that sort of that action?
Yeah, let's do all. Let's get a sexy rhombus going.
No, gross. It's just, I can't. I don't care if this is like a weird universe or whatever. I just never can get behind Barbara Gordon and Bruce Wayne fucking. It is disgusting. It is gross.
Wow.
There are two things. Okay, the DC animated universe is pretty much perfect, except for two things. And they both happen in the Batman Beyond place. First thing, Terry is Bruce's dad, which is stupid. Second thing, Bruce and Barbara fuck. Gross. Because, like...
Wait, Terry is Bruce's dad?
No, Bruce is Terry's dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I corrected myself.
I thought, okay.
Yeah, which is stupid, and I don't like that. And then the other thing that's dumb is that Bruce and Barbara fuck, and that's gross. Because Barbara is Dick's girlfriend, and Bruce is... Dick's surrogate dad, and that's just like your dad fucking your girlfriend, and that is disgusting. So I can never get behind it. So boo on this whole page.
Boo earns.
Boo.
Also,
sorry.
However, yay to Night Moon.
Moon Knight.
Kicky ponytail.
Oh yeah. Also his great costume, which is like the old Nightwing costume with like a moon on it.
pretty much.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, he's not really trying here.
So they, like, jump.
So they jump, but also we get...
Oh, wait, we have this whole thing.
Oh, I don't know. There's something going on with this Terra cannon.
Yeah, there's something going on basically down where Cat Selena Skull is...
Selena Skull
is, like, trying to... I don't really understand why she took over Hydra. She took over
Hydra to blow up a chunk of the Earth.
Yeah.
No,
she didn't do that. Green Skull put that on before she killed him, and nobody knows how to turn it off. That wasn't her intention.
But then who gives a shit?
But that's... I don't understand, like, why she decided... She's like, you've been doing this for too long. I have it. Hail Hydra. But now, unfortunately, this Terra Cannon, which will send half of the United States into the ocean or something.
Sure.
Nobody can turn it off. So that's what they're fighting against.
Why? Why?
Yeah, I don't...
Like, where's everybody gonna live? Why?
It doesn't matter. So, anyway, so they jump out of the helicopter.
Is her name Huntress?
Yeah, and again, that's really fucking creepy.
Because also, at some point, you know, Helena Wayne is
Huntress. And yeah, so Batgirl is dressed like Batgirl, except for the headpiece, and she's called Huntress.
She's got red hair for some reason.
Because she's Barbara.
Okay. It's just, you know, it's just, it's, all this is weird.
Yeah, because she's Barbara Gordon, that's why, and it's gross. And anyway, so, like, he's like, yeah, go for it, Huntress. And you're like, ew. Ew! Like, that's your daughter in another world. And that's gross. So not only are you fucking, oh, it's just gross. Anyway, so I can't get behind any of this. So they, like, jump out, and they're fighting people.
There's an explosion, and Bruce gets knocked out.
We think? Sure.
Well, he ends up outside of wherever, because then Moonwing hits the ground. You know, they hit the ground, and Moonwing's out there fighting Deathlok.
Yeah.
Who, they're fighting. They start fighting.
But then, like, Bane or Nuke shows up, and they fight.
And as that's going on, who shoots the fuck out of...
I don't know who kills him, actually. Somebody does.
Somebody shoots the fuck out of Deathlok as he's about to kill Brute, or about to kill Dick.
Yeah, but we don't know.
Or Moonwing.
Oh, no, it's Nick Fury. That's who
did it.
Oh,
that's right, because they're in the plane. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, and then they take off his mask and whatever, and they find out that Deathlok is Jason Todd?
Yes.
Okay. And he was just like, oh, he just was so terrible, and now he's Jason Todd.
And apparently this was something to do with the...
Bruce's fault.
The Dark Claw comic, or Dark Claw canon, that was whatever, you know, there's like a little, one of those little, like, editor notes where it's like, Dark Claw, the murder gag, so I'm assuming it has something to do with the Killing Joke version of...
But we don't care. Basically, I don't...
Well, that's a book that doesn't exist, so I don't give a shit.
Yep, nope. So anyway, and then they're like, we gotta go help Bruce, so they run over, and he's getting his ass handed to him by Nuke Bane. And then he, like, jacks up his venom, so his heart basically...
Well, yeah, gets a hold of Bane's extra juice.
And he, like, jacks it up. He's like, heart exploding,
He's had too much Arby's.
And he has Arby's mouth, and...
he has Arby's mask.
So then they're like, all right, let's storm this fucker. And so they run in where Baron Zero and Cat Luther... I don't know. Her henchmen are running away, and she's shooting them, I guess.
Well, they're running away.
They're trying to live, and she's like, no, and she's just like shooting people.
Well, that's
like her henchmen.
Because she's shooting them, and like Baron Zero is like, what the fuck? And she's like, gather ye pleasures while ye may, dear Baron. She's just getting off on shooting.
Because, you know, she's going to die anyway, so she's going to shoot everybody.
You know,
so
I mean, whatever. I mean, she's a leader of a terrorist organization,
right?
And if all of her help is running out, you know, I mean, she's unstable enough to do that. You know, makes sense.
So everybody starts fighting, and Bruce fights Selena. There's no fucking. Unfortunately, it's just fighting, and then something happens.
Yeah, they're fighting,
and then there's an explosion, right?
Because the weapon's still going on.
And he's like, oh, I want to shut down the terror cannon. And she's like, I can't. Ha 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 ha. And then we go back to Nick Fury and what's-his-face up in the plane, and then there's a big explosion. But, oh, guess what? Green Skull isn't dead. The end.
Well, then he's sitting there in, like, somewhere watching this all happen.
Yeah. We don't know where.
I think that... I feel like this maybe went on over to another book.
Mm.
I feel like, like it was supposed to be, hey, look, a Game Gear ad.
Ooh, Game Gear.
In 1996, was Game Gear still around back then?
Apparently, if there's an ad for it.
Huh. Interesting.
It's probably the most interesting thing about this book. It's
I didn't know. Also, I was not aware that there are Power Rangers video games.
Of course there's Power Rangers video games.
I've never seen one.
I'm sure they exist.
The Power Rangers toys were always weird to me because they're just like big, real big dolls.
I thought they had some smaller ones.
Maybe at some point.
I remember they did have like the really big ones, like the ones that are like half as tall as a kid.
Yeah, the half child size.
Yeah, those like weird, which is always weird for everybody. So kind of creepy.
I love kinda looking like, at old ads. I love looking at old.
They're like going to come to life and fight you.
They will come and they will murder you with their weapons.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So this was Amalgam Comics.
Sure.
Bruce Wayne, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., number one, April 1996, the one and only issue of this book,
yeah.
Never again to be duplicated,
yeah.
With Selina Cat Luther.
And Bruce Wayne
and the Green Skull.
And Moonwing.
Moonwing! Some girl... You know, and Barbara having smooches with Bruce,
gross.
And it's weird.
It's gross.
So that's your book. So yeah, we own that. That's
something we own. There you go. We spent money on that, guys.
Spent money on that. Somebody made that. Yeah, I mean,
good job.
This is the one shot. So who gives a shit? It's not hurting. Really, it's literally not hurting anybody. It is basically.
Well, none of these books are hurting anybody, but.
But it's like saying the first research goes. It's just like a big boner between two. Comic book company, they're just like, hey, let's put our hard odds together and make this.
And make money. Yay! Let's cross our streams.
And then 20 years later,
we bought it. Oh, good for us. Alright, that's it. That's that one.
Alright, we're back. Another comic in these Bruce Wayne is James Bond issue series. This one being Justice League International number 16 from August 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And to make it obvious, the cover is undercover with the Justice League International.
Uh-huh.
His name is Wayne, Bruce Wayne.
And he's in a tux. He's holding a gun.
And
there's chicks.
He's holding, you know, fire. Mm-hmm. Is hugging him, and mm-hmm. I don't know who this girl is.
I think she's at the end.
Is she Queen Bee?
Great question.
I think she's Queen Bee because this is a whole. So basically,
all right.
Yeah, we'll go through this. You seem very upset by this one.
I'm actually more upset by the fact that it just dawned on me that I spent money on that other one.
Wait, what? The Bruce Wayne Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes.
So.
I'm kind of mad about that.
You spent a lot of money on a lot of shit.
Yeah, you know what? But usually I'm okay with it. That one I'm not okay with. That one just really upset me.
Because of the Bruce and...
No, I don't know why. It's just the fact that it was just so... dumb.
Fair enough.
Anyway. Sometimes it dawns on me just that how much money I wasted on bullshit. And then I get sad.
Oh, no.
No.
What about our podcast?
Oh, yeah, that's why we're doing this. So we can justify all the money we spent on dumb things.
We're making use out of this collection. This is the only reason to do it.
That's the reason we have a podcast.
It feels validating.
We're justifying spending money on bullshit because we now have a podcast. Well, the problem was that we had already spent all the money. So then we had to start the podcast. So I didn't feel bad.
Right.
Yeah. So never mind.
Okay.
I feel better again.
Good.
I'm better now.
Good.
Yay, me.
Okay. So, once again, Justice League International, number 16, mm-hmm. from August 1988.
Bruce Wayne.
I have to point this out. It's a Justice League International from the Giffen era, which Keith Giffen and J.M. DeMatteis And Keith Giffen, you know, was known for his whimsical take on superhero stories. And this, you know, was the height of his run during that time of writing Justice League and it just being goofy and fun and whatever. So, you know,
there's definitely some goofiness in this. I don't know if this would classify this as whimsical.
It's not whimsical. There was a lot of issues of this series that kind of injected a lot of that. I mean, there's still very much superheroes.
Well, of course. I mean, there's a lot more levity in this one. It's funnier.
Yeah. That's how I kind of associate it. And also, art by Kevin Maguire, which he does faces like nobody else's business when he draws.
Well, and there's some ugly faces.
There's some weird faces, but he draws them very... He's very unique. Mm-hmm. And I'm always a big fan of his work. I know, I just kind of like him a lot. So. Okay. Anyway, so this one is... titled Bialya. Bialya. My Bialya.
Yeah. So Batman's talking to some guy who we don't know who he is.
He's talking to Max Lord.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, Max Lord. Max Lord's telling him the score.
Basically, he's telling him what's up. He's like, yo, Batman, you have to go to Bialya. But you can't go. You and the Justice League have to go and, like, fix something. Because there's, like, a dictator there who's doing shit. But you can't go as you. Y'all have to go undercover. So, Batman's like, okay. And he goes back, and he gets pretty much the only three people who are available because everybody else is in space with John. So he gets Fire, Blue Beetle, and Booster Gold.
Yes. Where's Ice?
I don't know where Ice is. Is she dead in this one?
No, not by this point.
Okay, so, I don't know, maybe they're off fucking or something. They have the week off. So... whatever. So he gets them and he's like... And Fire is hilarious because she looks like a Gem in the Holograms reject in this book.
She's always kind of looked like that.
She just... poor thing, just tried so hard. Anyway.
So they are talking about... Yeah, so Max is like, for Batman, let's go do this. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff's going down. We need to go and take care of this. And
yeah.
Yeah, why don't you go to, you know, let's go to Bialya and let's get a crew together. Let's go take care of this. And so it needs to happen so that there's an unveiling, maybe? Yeah, there's this posh party and he can't go dressed as Batman, obviously. So, he needs to go as Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
However, you know, to the rest of the people...
The Justice League,
they don't know that he's Bruce Wayne.
Nope, don't have any idea. So, turn the page.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he gets these three together, they get on a plane, and they're like, these are undercover identities, but of course, he's not wearing a mask, so Fire's... says to him, like, wow, I can't believe Bruce Wayne let you pretend to be him. That's a really good disguise, because he's really, like, Bruce Wayne's a really good-looking guy, and he's like, oh, yes, well, I called in a favor personally for Mr. Wayne. And you're just like, you're so fucking lucky that you picked the three dumbest members of the Justice League that they fucking buy this stupid shit.
And he totally looks like Christian Bale in this. Actually, to be honest,
he kind of looks a lot like Christian
in some of these shots. He looks like Christian Bale,
yeah,
from American Psycho.
Yeah, so they all go and like, Fire is his arm candy, and Booster Gold and Blue Beetle are his guys who carry luggage.
The consorts, I believe,
they're valets. Or something. Like, yeah. I don't really know what they're supposed to be. But they don't get to do anything fun. They just get to, like, follow him around while everybody just kisses his ass.
I like this house so late. They get to the thing, and then they're greeted by this...
bearded dude.
Bearded guy who's the... I think he's...
who has a name, like, if a wrestler was going to come up with a name, this is the name they would... His name is Abdul Abdul. Yeah, it's like if a wrestler...
So if there was going to be a wrestler from Bialya...
This would be his name.
He would be, if they had to make it up. So that's basically it.
Yeah.
So he comes to... You know, he's like, hey, I got you this this limo, and he's like,
but it's not a limo, it's just like a car.
It's a car. It's like basically a yellow town car, and he's like, it's got a bar, a telephone,
some sort of television,
and a Nautilus machine, which, you know, clearly, you know, it does not fit a Nautilus machine. I think it's a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
So, anyways, so we get to
Booster Gold.
Booster Gold and
Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle, and they're just a bunch of bumbling fools. They can't, you know, keep Mr. Wayne's luggage in order.
Yeah.
So, haha.
Yeah, there's jokes and stuff. And then we go to John.
We go
to space.
We go to space to see what's going on with, apparently, MagnaCon and Elrond are holding on. This must have happened at some point where Captain or Mr. Miracle.
Yeah, they've captured Mr. Miracle, and he's, like, passed out, and they're all staring at him on the ship. And they're robots.
Yeah, it's a bit. I forget what Magnus Khan thing's deal is, but he's kind of like a. How would you best describe? I could best describe him as a. He's like a. Like the collector.
Yeah.
From.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
That show and everything. That movie, Guardians of the Galaxy and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so basically that's his. Kind of deal. And, you know, he's got Mr. Miracle, and he. I forgot. You know, they're just him and this robot are having, like, these...
weird, funny robot conversations.
Conversations about...
Because he's like, things. Oh, I was... They're like, oh, you're needed on the bridge. He's like, oh, I was hoping I could go back to my quarters and talk to myself out loud. Like, it's just, like, weird shit like that that's going on.
It's very self-aware in some
ways.
Yeah,
it is. And so, like, he goes to the bridge.
Which, of course, Chief Evans,
yeah. He goes to the bridge, and he's like, oh, we have to jump into hyperspace or warp time. Like, I'm not sure which one. Whichever one makes us go fast. Because we have a ship behind us, and it's... John and Big Barda and Red Rocket, I think, is there too?
Rocket Red.
Rocket Red. And also Gnort.
Gnort!
Gnort! The best name of Gnort. Any
the,
character.
You know, the dog-like Green Lantern.
Gnort.
Who, for some reason, he's like... he's a Green Lantern. I don't quite understand.
I want a corgi and I want to name him Gnort.
I think we could do that.
Yeah. Except he's kind of drawn like, what's his name in Spaceballs?
Oh, Mog.
Yeah.
Drawn like Jam Candy.
Yeah.
Candy in Spaceballs.
That's exactly how he's drawn.
I think that's probably when they created him. That's probably exactly what they had in mind.
Yeah, probably.
I'm almost
certain he's drawn exactly like that.
Yeah, because you don't get away, you don't have a Gnort guy and just keep that in mind. So.
Yeah. So... You know, Big Bart is like, I'm going to rip him apart. And John's like, maybe we should calm down. And then they, like, hyper warp jump thing. And then Big Bart is like, where'd they go? And they're gone. And they can't follow them. So Mr. Miracle is now gone.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much... actually, I have to point out that there's this great face that John is making in this part here.
Looks like he has a smell... Like, he smelled a bad smell face.
Well, you know what he looks like here? I finally figured out. Mm. He looks like Todd Berry in this picture.
Sort of.
Like, just is because he's bald.
Is that when he's finally reading Amazing Comedian magazine?
Yeah. That's basically what he looks like when he's like, let's keep my drink all cold, house frozen ice. Yeah.
Does he have a new album out?
Oh, yeah, he's had a few we've missed.
Oh, we need to get them. He's really funny.
Yeah. So Todd Berry.
Good comedian. Check that out.
So Todd Berry along with Big Barda and everything.
And they're like, oh, no, we lost him.
Yeah, so bummer to them.
Sucks to be them. So then we cut back to Bialya, and we are in Bruce's hotel room, and Fire's there, and she's like, oh, you know, is it bugged? And he's like, oh, don't worry, I fixed it. There's, like, some transmitter. And she's like, oh, you think of everything. He's like, I do. Because he's just such a dick. And then, so, she decides that she kind of wants to have sex with him.
Fire wants to her credit, she wants to have sex with everybody.
Good for her.
She's probably,
good
she's
proud.
She's very,
she's hypersexual, and good for her.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's pretty much like any, you know, I'd say 9 times out of 10, in any book that you're reading from, you know, with her in it, she's trying to get it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, good for her. Girls got to do what a girl's got to do.
And it's funny.
So she's like, you turn me on, you're very handsome. He's like, I assure you, under this disguise, I am ugly. And he's just, she's so dumb that she does not realize that there's no fucking way this man could be wearing a disguise.
Clearly,
like, you're feeling on his head and his neck. You don't see any makeup. Like, you're up close and personal. There's no makeup. There's no rubber. There's no nothing.
Well, wasn't that a couple episodes ago when we did that? We did that issue of World's Finest, or no? It was Lois Lane.
Oh yeah.
And
like there was like a hood, and then or there was a face.
There was a mask. The woman was wearing
a Wonder Woman mask. And then, was it a Wonder Woman one? No, it was a Lois Lane mask, because Wonder Woman went to meet her.
Yeah.
And then when she took it off, there was a hood underneath the mask.
Yes.
Yes. Comics, people.
Right, but it was hood underneath the mask.
But, like, I do have to say that even though he's like, oh, no, we shouldn't have sex, like, look at him. He's totally trying to grab her ass. No. We can't do this as his hands, like, grab onto her ass cheeks.
I'm going to,
No, let's not grab.
I'm going to actually say that they did have, they totally had sex.
It's Bruce Wayne.
They had sex. I can't not imagine him not.
Well, he says, "Oh, we need to go take a very long walk."
Long walk to my bedroom so I can bone you. And then I did.
Aren't you lucky? Like, it's the bedroom is far away because we're rich, so our suites are very large.
Right.
So it is a very long walk. That's what he was talking. Because I mean, like, seriously, he was just going in for the ass grab.
Yeah.
Even though he was like, no fire. Anyway, so...
No, let's not do this sex right now.
Let's please not do the sex as he's taking off all of his clothes. So anyway, then everybody's later at the hotel. Everybody's at the... sitting around. And finally, Boutrigal and Blue Beetle have made it. And...
I don't know, they're just kvetching here.
They're just kvetching, because basically what they get to do is sit here in the hotel while Bruce and Fire... go to a party.
Yep, they can do nothing.
Yep. Good job, guys. Real glad we brought you along to watch the luggage.
So, anyway, so we're getting some stuff with, I believe this is Queen Bee.
Yeah, but who's this guy? Is this Haviarty or whatever his
name is?
He's
Haviarty Cheese.
He's Cheese with eyes and a beard. So it's gross and hairy.
But he's like the dictator.
Yeah.
He's a dictator. He's like the dictator general.
Yeah.
Colonel Ruman Harjabdi.
Sure.
Havarti Cheese.
And so I guess, I'm assuming this is Queen Bee.
Right.
So she's like, oh no, you're going to listen to me, whatever. And then Bruce and Fire come back from the party, and she's like, oh.
Well, they didn't actually go to the party, did they?
No, it says later. So they went somewhere, and they're like, oh, you know, the... word on the street is so conflicted, but something big's going to go down.
Well, he's going to check out on his buddy, the Abdul guy.
Yes. Well, no, not right now. They're going back to his room. Because it says later. And this is, they're supposed to go find...
Again!
Again with the knocking over of the thing. So, but they're supposed to go see what Booster Gold and Blue Beetle are up to, and what's her name is just like, oh yeah, I know something we could do to have fun. More sex. But then, unfortunately, they've been cock-blocked.
He's like, possibly. Bone Town.
Unfortunately, can't go to Bone Town because there's a bunch of other dudes there. And, Booster Gold and what's his name have been knocked out.
No, they haven't. They're not even in here.
I think they're so. Aren't they supposed to be in here?
No, they're. So what happened is they're getting off.
He's like, what's the meaning of this? I demand an explanation. Because this is later and they're coming back.
They're coming back, but they still have to go to reception.
Yeah, but they're not going right now. And so they walk in and Fire's like, we're going to get you. And Bruce is like, no, it's cool. And he turns off the light and then he kicks everybody's ass. And then turn the light back on, and she's like, you didn't even let me hit anybody. You're really fast. He's like, yep, I'm good. But then he picks up a gun, which is stupid.
Right.
So he says, now...
Now their cover's blown.
Right.
They have to get their shit together with their identities or whatever.
And they're like, what about Booster and Beetle? He's like, well, they're in the Justice League for a reason. They can take care of themselves. So then we go to this unveiling party thing.
Right, this is the whole thing that they're supposed to get to in the first place.
Right.
But then they, you know, something happened.
But then, like, I don't get it. Why were those
people in Bruce Wayne's room. Because why would he just walk in? He didn't knock, he just walked in. So it's his room.
Hmm.
So I don't know if maybe they just went and walked, like, maybe they went to dinner. Maybe that was the point, and then they were going to come back and then go to the thing. I don't know, there's no... Whatever, his cover's blown. So they go to this thing. Maxwell Lord is there.
Maxwell Lord shows up eventually, which I'm like, well, why the hell did you have Batman go to this thing if you were going to be there in the first place?
Right.
But he's shady as fuck.
Well, I think that's probably...
Maxwell Lord, that's all we ever...
Well, that's his deal. It's shady as fuck. So I don't know who that guy is.
That's Jack-O-Lantern.
Okay.
Because he's a part of the Global Guardians, which Fire and Ice were a part of before they joined Justice League. And I think they brought...
Jack-O-Lantern?
Yeah, he went on to join, what is it, Primal Force later in the 90s.
And he just, like, wears, like, a boring luchador mask, like, a mask, like, before...
He has a lantern, too. He's like an Irish guy.
Great.
And then he's with,
Owl Woman.
Owl Woman?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell Owl Woman's doing.
I don't know. She only shows up for that one panel. She doesn't do anything else.
Well, no, because you know why? Because this is because she's talking to Queen Bee.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're on. They're doing something that they're doing something hardcore.
Yeah, they got something going on. So like,
she's basically they're basically there as her backup.
Yeah, and she's fucking over General Havarti Cheese. So Havarti Cheese is on stage. Queen Bee goes up there with him, and he's like, "Oh, now I'm going to." He calls himself a dictator, which is ridiculous because nobody who is a dictator actually realizes that they are a dictator or admits to being a dictator. But whatever.
Right.
So he actually refers to himself as a dictator, and then they're like, "Ha ha! Here is our new weapon," and they unveil just this mass of humanity.
Basically,
it's just, it looks like Chunk from the Goonies.
Yes, that was a good
it's
thing.
It's just in this poor guy, they're like, he's Russian, but he got mutated in like a radioactive soup thing. So it's like Chunk from the Goonies meets X-Files Worm Man.
Okay, so actually, the best way to describe him is he's the guy from RoboCop that gets caught in the sludge, and right before. Red Foreman hits him with a car. He looks like this guy, but he's beefy and he's wearing Wonder Man's outfit.
Yeah, well, he's totally wearing Wonder Man's outfit. I didn't realize that until now. But he's like one of his feet isn't like really a foot, and
well,
like
none of his feet are feet.
Well, I mean that's kind of a foot, but like that's just like he's kind of like almost like a Clayface.
Yeah, he's got like he's all veiny
and like
and
he's
red.
Got veins going through his Wonder Man outfit, and like he's got one arm that's way longer than the other, and it's just gross.
It's quite disgusting,
and everybody's horrified, understandably, because this guy's called the Thunderer, literally
Thunderer.
And then he grabs a hold of Havarti Cheese's head and lights it on fire.
I think he lights it on fire and makes it all melt, all mutated.
And melty or something.
And it's funny because as he falls to the ground, somebody in the front row is like, oh my god, and all the people are like, gross, gross, gross.
He goes very Cronenberg.
Oh no, because it's like he's goo. Like,
yeah.
His hand is gooing
from
it.
That's what I mean, he was kind of clayfacey.
Clayfacey, and somebody's like, but very Cronenberg.
Yeah, because everybody's like, gross.
Because when shit like that goes down, I think of my favorite directors.
It's very Cronenberg.
Yes, it's like, oh, that was very, That reminds me of Scanners. But
and then this gross thunderer is like, did I do well, mistress? And she's and the Queen Bee's like, yes, it's good. Now I am in charge. Long live the Queen.
And that's it.
That's Bruce Wayne, undercover, Batman, man. Batman man, James Bond man. Justice League International.
Well, that's it. Bruce Wayne spy issue episode.
Yeah.
And that's basically the only two. I can't think of any others. If I come across any more,
I'm sure there's got to be more.
There's going to be more.
I'm sure there's more where it's just like, look how great Batman is. Even when he's Bruce Wayne, he's just so cool. Everybody wants to be him.
Pretty much. So, that's it for the show today. Thanks for listening. We will be back next week. You can always catch us on Twitter. I'm at Angry Hero Sean. Also, at Angry Hero Sean on Instagram, which is SHAWN, as well as my Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com. Are you distracted by wrestling again?
What the fuck is going on? In this? Is this a music video with The Rock?
Oh, yeah, this was something where The Rock did a rap, or the Method Man did a rap, and they just, you know, this is back when, you know, it's got something to do with some song, and Method Man's in it. So this is a thing. I've never seen
what?
It. The Rock just kind of shows up and says his catchphrase.
And he's wearing, like, a velvet shirt.
Oh, yeah.
This is... Oh.
And there's, like, some just scary women dancing.
Well, they're probably terrified of The Rock.
Yeah, they're fighting for their lives.
And this is when everyone wore one of those cowboy hats that Bret Michaels likes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, there's feathers. Oh, this is horrible. I'm really glad we can't hear it.
It's actually much more fun to watch.
It's probably better than... Know Your Role. Off the WWE Aggression.
Well, WWE Aggression was rap album, rap songs for WWE wrestlers. There was like, you know, it was like rap takes on a lot of stuff. So they, you know, because...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Sometimes I hate everything. And now is one of those times.
So where can people find you?
Oh, yeah. So, like, I do things on the internet sometimes. You can find me at Jen Stan... Or at... Wait, where am I? Twitter. And Instagram. At Jen Stansfield. Stansfield. You can also find me on Tumblr. JenStansfield.tumblr.com and JenStansfield.wordpress.com.
And that's it for this week. We will see you guys again soon. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.